from the previous year. We had just started the next sugya in terms of Kosel and Shabbos. Let's just recap a little bit. Since we didn't have the Maram Kavos last time, so we'll be able to see it now inside. So the Gemara tells us back in the first of the Maram Kavos and Masech Shabbos, the Dal of the Beis, the Gemara is discussing the possibility of being Chayv and Kosev for writing less than two letters. Now we know the basic shear of Kosev and Shabbos in order to be Chayev is Ksivas based Osios. It's true that if a person writes one letter, that may very well be a Nisim in HaTorah, that touches on the question we spoke about many times in terms of Chati Shir Malach HaShabbos. But clearly, in order to be Chayev, to be Chayev Ski, Lekaris, Karban, etc., one has to write two letters. So with that background, the Gemara quotes a very, very strange Braisa. Now, the first of the Rambam comes, the Gemara quotes Tana, Higia Osachas Chayev. If a person corrects one letter on Shabbos, he's Chayev. So the question is obvious. Hashta Kosev Osachas Potter, Higia Osachas Chayev. If you write a letter from beginning to end, and it's only one letter, you're going to be potter. How much more so if you just put the final touches on a letter? Of course you're going to be potter if it's only one letter. So obviously this brisa must mean more than meets the eye. No, Omer Rav Sheisha, Zohar v'mayaskinon, Gon shenot lo legagol shuches v'yasol shnei zaynin. What it means is that it was one letter that you fixed, but you fixed that one letter in a way that you ended up making two letters out of it. That's what we spoke about Biarichos in the previous year. You have a ches, and the way a ches seems to, based on the Gemara, seems to look like is actually two zayins, which is connected by a little chatateras, it's called, a little shmitchik on the top. So you went ahead and took a razor blade and cut out that piece in the middle, which connects the two zayins. So you were technically higios achas, you corrected one letter, the ches, but you formed it into two zayins. So now you're chayev for the writing of the two zayins. Then Rava gives another possibility. Rava, Amar Kon Shenot Lo Tagal Shel Dalav Esor Reish. Now, what the Brice is referring to is that the person had a dalav. A mistake, they wrote a dalav there. The difference between a dalav and a reish is very, very small. Just a little, top back that juts out. So you went ahead and you erased a little bit of the dalav, i.e. turning it into a reish. That's what Higios Achas is chayev. Of course, the problem with Rava's answer is, what happened to the two-letter story? You only did it to one letter. In the first case, of turning the ches into two zayins, at least you ended up with two letters. The turning the reish into a dalet into a reish, lechora back to question number one. So we have to come back to that in a little while from now. But the main point of this Gemara that the Rishonim picked up upon in the previous year is that the person appears to be chayev, even though he didn't put any ink on the paper. We thought that kosev means to place ink onto the paper. Here the person at best is removing ink from the paper, and he's still going to be chayav on Shabbos. So that already raises a problem. That already raises an issue. So that's what we spoke about.
Why did Makkeh Pakish not play into Kosev like all the other levels?
That's an excellent question. We're gonna come back to that. Okay, we'll come back. We'll get to Makkeh Pakish. There may be a Yisod in Makkeh Pakish. I say maybe. I'm going to reserve the right to question that Yisod later. There may be a Yisod in Makkeh Pakish that Makkeh Pakish is the default malacha. Means if we can't get you for the ending of the other 38, and what you did was a completion of something, then we're going to call it Makkeh Pakish. As soon as we call it another malacha, that automatically is Mafkir of the Shem Makkeh Pakish. We got a while to go through to see whether that Yisod is correct. So the problem that the Rishonim raised in this Gemara is that here the person is being chayev, even though he didn't actively write, the best that he did was remove some ink, and that smacks a problem of chak tocho. So we spoke about in the previous year. The Gemara says in Maseches Gittin that if a person writes a get, or the Rishonim extended this to Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzos, if a person writes a letter in a get or Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzos by removing ink rather than forming the letter actively, that's not considered to be ksiva. So let's say if you were about to write a yud and a blob of ink fell onto the cloth, instead of erasing the whole thing and starting over again, you're trying to conserve ink, so you just kind of shaved away at the edges, and lo and behold, you end up with a nice tzuras hayud. So that sefer Torah would be possible. That get would be possible because v'chosav ksev. It has to be a v'chosav. It can't be v'chokah. It can't be the yud. It's called chak tochos. So come to Rishon and ask, how could you be chayav on Shabbos? It's not called kosev. It's called chak tochos. So if you take a look at the second of the Maram Kamos, towards the end of the second line, the Naran quotes V'kosov b'chidush Rashba, d'mehashaminan d'bechiyagavna lo mikichak tochos. Says the Rashba, the only conclusion we can draw is that this is not considered to be chak tochos. She'eino ela kemafrid ben shnei osios devukos, because chak tochos means when you form the entire letter ayedei chakika by removing ink. Here, The two Zions are there already. It's like two letters that are stuck together. The letters are basically there. I'm just removing ink to reveal a letter that was already there. The same thing. When I remove the back of the dal and turn it into a resh, it's like a pre-existing letter that was covered up with some ink that spilled. I'm just removing the excess ink to make it go back again, back to the way it was originally. So the Rashba has a yesod in chaktochos. That chaktochos means when you form the initial letter through an act of chakika, through removing ink. If you have a blob of ink, that's not a letter, that's a nothing. If I erase part of that blob of ink and I end up with forming a letter, that's called chaktochos. But if the letter was there, it was just, it was ruined. Either ink fell on it, touched another letter, something happened to disqualify the letter, and I want to bring the letter, I want to do a tchesemesim on the letter. If I want to bring the letter into existence, mitchila, I want to make the letter be born mitchila from scratch, that's called chaktochos. But if I'm just doing a tchesemesim on the letter was there already, something goofed it, something messed it up, and I want to bring it back to life, that's not called chaktochos. That's the yesod of the Rashba. So we left off.
What do you call it?
It's called kosef. And therefore, it would be good for a get, it would be good for a sefer Torah, for Moses, and Yechayim and Shabbos. So the Ran has a problem with the Rashba. V'li nira de'emi kan raya. So says the Ran, he doesn't understand what the raya is. Till the gabe Shabbos legek peita ben chaktochos chakirechos. Says the Ran, who said that you potter on Shabbos because of chaktochos? Chaktochos is a sugya in Ksivas get. Chaktochos is a sugya in sefer Torah, for Moses. Who in the world said that there's even a consideration, there's even a fact of chaktochos when we're talking about the malacha of kosev on Shabbos? So therefore, the Ran says the kushim ekarleis. The whole question wasn't a question. The whole issue wasn't an issue. The reason why you chayv on Shabbos is it is chaktochos, and you're still chayv on Shabbos. So we have several major nekudos now that the Rishonim are arguing about. According to the Rashba, it comes out that chaktochos is a consideration in Hilchos Shabbos. You could potentially be potter on Shabbos if you, quote-unquote, wrote a letter through chaktochos. The only reason why you happen to be chayv here is because this is not called chaktochos, because the Rashba just redefined, just revamped the definition of chaktochos. But lo yitzuya, if something would really, truly meet the criteria called chaktochos, you would be potter on Shabbos. That's what seems to be the shittus of Rashba. And that's the first point the Ran takes issue with. So what exactly is this machlokus all about? What's the nekudas of machlokus in the Rashba and the Ran? So we spent a lot of time last week talking about, in a previous sukkah, the relationship between the different halachas of kosev in different areas of halacha. If you remember way back, this goes way back, I think it was the first shiur that we gave in Masechah Shabbos. Now, you're talking a good 3 years already. The first malacha, before we introduced the first set of malachas, we pointed out that it's important, and we pointed out since then along the last 3 years also, but that was the Shiur HaKdamah, that when you're learning a sugya Masechah Shabbos, so you come up with certain halachic terminology, say, Lamashal Zoreya, Lamashal Bishal, Lamashal, for us, Kosev. There are certain halachic terms that come up to describe malachas. Those halachic terms appear in other areas of halach as well. Let's say there's a halach of Zoreya, not just in Hilchos Shabbos, there's a halach of planting in Hilchos Kilayim. There's a halach of Zoreya in Hilchos Shemitah. Or there's a halach of Bishul in Hilchos Bas Mecholov. There's a halach of Bishul in Bishul Korban Pesach. There's a halach of Kosev in Hilchos Shabbos. In Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah and in Gittin. Very often you have terms that appear that cross party lines. They're relevant in other areas of halacha as well. One of the most basic questions when you learn Malacha Shabbos is every time you have those kinds of halachas, you have to ask yourself, are the definitions of kosev, bishul, gozei, zoreya, chayresh, whatever they are, in Hilchos Shabbos identical to the definitions in other areas of halacha, or are there some important differences? So this seems to be the nekudas machlokes is the Rashba and the Ran in terms of chaktochos. When it came to last week's shiur, we spoke about the halachas of ksav ashuris versus other ksavim. Are they important? Do the halachas that you have to have tagin in order to be a letter for sefer Torah for mezuzos, is that important for Shabbos also? So here we seem to be raising the same issue over again in a different context. Namely, when it comes to certain areas of kosev, such as sefer Torah, such as gittin, so we find there's an absolute distinction between kosev and chokek. Kosev is considered to be ksav, chaktochos is not ksav. Does that distinction carry over to Shabbos or not? So the Rashba seems to equate it to other areas of halacha, and the Ran differentiates between the two. But the truth is that we have to really analyze the Rashba properly. did the Rashba really truly mean that we're actually equating the absolute definition of Kosev in Gittin and Sefer Torah is going to really carry over to Shabbos? That's why the Rashba was so concerned about Chaktochos and had to scramble and figure out a way where this is not really Chaktochos. So we're going back to where we started the sugya, back to the first of the Marmakobos for a minute. We left the Gemara hanging a little bit, because the Gemara gave a few different examples of when you chayav. And one of the examples was, you had a dalet, and you took a razor blade, you erased the back of the dalet, and you formed the resh. And we said, you chayav on Shabbos. That was the example that you chayav on Shabbos. The Gemara never answered the question. It's only one letter. How can you be chayav? It's only os achas. So Rashi on the... That's an important message. Okay. Rashi on the spot says that I've always pointed out that's the downside of the sounds like a tekiah shofar. That's the downside of not having the Rashis, that we don't get to see something in the Rashis about that. So Rashi on the spot is bothered with this problem. Wait a second. How can you be chayav on Shabbos? I have $1, I erase a little bit of ink. And I'm calling it making a resh. Good. Zozad, I wrote a resh. And if I would have written a resh with chila, I also would not have been chayav. It's only osachas. So Rashi says, I have to tell you another piece of information, says Rashi. The other piece of information is that the Gemara tells us there's an exception to the rule of insisting on two letters to be chayav. 9 out of 10 times, if you write one letter, you're going to be plotter. But there's one exception to that rule. That is, hashlim es ha-sefer. What if you're writing a book, and the book is missing one letter, and you put in that, leave out the Machmer Patish, you put in that one last letter, and Mamish, that saves the day. Now, Bachshav, now you have a complete book. So comes the Gemara and says, Yechayev, for that one letter that you wrote. How do we understand that? Isn't there a Halacha Moshe Messina? Isn't there a Din Nemana Torah that you need two letters in order to be Chayev? What kind of game is this? If the book's not ready, then one letter is not enough. If the book is completed, then one letter is good. What kind of din is that? So that's based on a general question of how to understand the role of shiurim in halacha. We find that there's a concept of I do X amount. If I do X minus one, I'm potter. If I do X itself, then I'm going to be chayv. There's a principle of shiur in halacha. It's elamashu by mechos asuros. If a person eats a kezias of chazir, he's going to be chayv malchus. If he eats a little bit shy of a kezias, there's a halacha mashu mesinai that he's potter. There's a shiur. Kach temer halacha. There's a shiur of a kezias. What's the lumdus of the Shia? What's the nature of the Shia? So good. It was Nimsal Mashabeda, there's a Shia of a Kazayas. But the rationale of the Shia is obvious. If I eat less than a Kazayas, I didn't really accomplish an Achila Chashuva. It was just a psanash, it was just a bite, it was just a taste. If I eat a Shia, the Shia of a Kazayas, the nature of the Shia of a Kazayas, not Stama Choik. The nature of the Shia of a Kazayas is very, you need require quantity in order to create a Chashivas, to grant significance.
The amount
is a gzeir min hashemayim. That's a halacha moshe mesidai. But the rationale behind the shiur makes a lot of sense. Why is there a concept of shiur achil altogether? Why am I not chayav for taking a bite of chaza? Why am I chayav for kezayis? So the answer is, well, a bite is not all that much.
That would make certain things usur, even though they aren't a shiur, but the devil chashuv.
So I wouldn't use the word asr because we possibly chatzis shir asr ben Torah anyway. I would use the word chayev. That's exactly why the Mishnah says, the famous Mishnah, Maseches Makos, in the third paragraph says, what if a person eats a bug? So a person eats an entire ant. It's way less than a kezias. The Mishnah says, yechayev malchus. How could you be chayev malchus? The Mishnah says, that's what's called a beria. It's a whole unit. It's a whole creature. It's a whole entity. So therefore, yechayev. I don't understand, but it's true, but irrelevant. It's still not a kezias. What do you see from the Gemara? You see clearly that whenever you're dealing with a shear of chashivos, of significance, sometimes what you're lacking in quantity, you can make up in quality. If you are accomplishing something, there's something very chashiv intrinsically, there's something special about what you just ate, about what you just did, even though it falls shy of the shear quantitatively, the fact that in and of itself it is objectively significant, that also can make you chayiv. So that's the nature of the relationship between, on the one hand, there's a din of a kezias, on the other hand, there's a din of a beria. So the same seems to be true here as well. There's a shear of beis osios. You wrote one letter, so I take a pen, I write aleph. An aleph and a beis, that's now we're talking. So when you have two letters together, that's considered to be something of significance. It's interesting, I think in Lashon HaKodesh, there's no such thing as a one-letter word. Am I correct? Right? Lashon Kodesh doesn't exist. In English, you have an A, you have an I, you have such a thing. But in texting, you have one letter word. But in Lashon Kodesh, there's no such thing. In Lashon Kodesh, the minimum of a word is a combination of two letters. So two letters is called aksiva. One letter is called making a letter. Two letters is considered to be making a ksiva. But that we laugh at one letter. We say, one letter is gorgeous. That's not chashivas. That's if I write one letter in the middle of nowhere. But if a book is missing that last letter, I'm the one who makes the book complete. Oh, this is a ksiva. So what I'm lacking in terms of quantity, I made up in terms of quality.
You could have two letters that mean nothing.
Right. Okay, right. So that's a whole sugyan Shabbos. That's a sugyan Shabbos about how much there has to be shaychas tzirah between the two letters in order to be chayav. But less than two letters, you can't be chayav.
I still have a problem calling kosev. I don't mind calling it anything else. But once you call it kosev, then it sort of like takes away from the iso kosev shteyosios. Like Steve says, that it doesn't have to say anything, but there's a shir. The shir's not as far as mashmos of what it says. The shir is that it was gozis shteyosios because it has a possibility.
So you're still into your machmer patish because you're working with those who shem was saying the one who's mashmos a sefer is chayev not mishum kosev. You claim you're chayev. But I'm calling it kosev. Well, I have to call it kosev. Otherwise, we could have said the late slichah could have said slichahs now. If I don't call it kosev, then the rest of the shir is not going to go. So we're going to call it kosev for now. In 3 months from now, I'll call it machmer patish. I need it for that purposes. I'll change them all.
There's no one in a bone net when he comes to writing.
I don't think so. So the Gemara says beferish that if you write two osios you're chayev. You write one osio potter, but if mashmas a sefer you're going to be chayev. What do we mean when we say mashmas a sefer? What do the words mean? Mashlamas a sefer. What kind of book are we talking about? So Rashi on the spot writes you mashlamas a sefer kisya kodesh. You finish the sefer Torah. Mashmas ha sefer es a sefer Torah zos. Hey idea. It's referring to a sefer Torah. You have an entire Sefer Torah written, and there's one letter that's missing. The guy goes and adds in that one letter. They're standing by a Chanas Sefer Torah, and the guy writes the Lamed of Le'enei Kodesh. So he mamshes Mashlamas HaSefer. So Rashi writes, that's called Mashlamas HaSefer. Then and only then would we say that Kosev El Sachas is going to be Chayev. That's what the Gemara means when it speaks about Mashlamas HaSefer. Why is that so? Rashi is clearly telling us this is in contrast to, if I'm writing a regular book, I'm writing a secular novel, and I realize it's missing a letter, and I write in that last letter, Rashi says, Nishkin, that's not called Mashlamas HaSefer. What's the difference? Why is it, why is it that the person who fills in the last letter of the Sefer Torah is Chayev, and the person who fills in the last letter of the book is Potter? So Rashi says an interesting reason. Rashi says, because there's a Gemara in Ksubas that says that when you have a Sefer Torah that has a mistake in it, you're mechuyev to fix it. You're not allowed to leave it around. You're not supposed to say, oh, dilly dally, it's missing a letter, what's the big deal? No, the Gemara quotes the pasuk, al tashkin b'alecha avla. You're not supposed to leave a mistaken Sefer around. Why? What's going to happen? Someone will take it and lane from it, or they'll copy it to another Sefer, and that's how mistakes creep in. So there's an iser. Also, lahashir, sefer shen amugam b'sof beisai. If you have a sefer Torah that's missing a letter, you have to go to the sefer as soon as you can and get him to fix it. You're not supposed to leave it around. So Rashi says, it's that iser of al tashkir b'alecha avla that gives such significance to the correcting of the letter in the sefer Torah. You get the impression from Rashi that if the halacha would have been, no big deal, what's the difference? If it's a kosher, false, you can leave it around, no big deal. So Rashi would have told us, then you wouldn't be chayav for the writing of that one letter. Because you're forced to fix the letter, because it's so, what you're doing is so important, it's so significant, that is permitting you to hold on to the Sefer Torah, that's what grants significance to the writing of the one letter, and therefore you're going to be chayav. Whereas you're writing a secular book, you're writing a newspaper article, missing a letter, it's the big deal. You're writing a book, missing a letter, who cares? So Rashi says, writing a letter, mashlamas a sefer in a regular book, it's a garnish. That's enough. That's like one os and you're going to be potter. The mashlamas a sefer, that's the real McCoy, that's going to be a problem. With that background, that kosef os achas is chayev, if and when you will mashlamas a sefer, with Rashi's addition, that not everybody agrees to, Rashi's addition that only refers to a sefer Torah. So basically, if you put those two things together, it comes out, any time we're discussing writing one letter to be chayav, it must be the writing of a letter that creates a kosher sefer Torah. If you write a letter and you didn't create a kosher sefer Torah, then we can't make you chayav for that. The chiyav of kosev os achas lahashmas sefer is because you took a posel sefer Torah and transformed it to be a kosher sefer Torah. If that everything we said in the last 5 minutes is true, then we have to look at the Rashba through a whole new set of eyes. The Rashba told us, the Gemara is talking about fixing a letter, and it seems to be Chag Teichas, and the Rashba says, Gevalt is Chag Teichas, how can you be Chayv, how can you be Chayv? So we said, why is the Rashba bothered with Chag Teichas? We're not talking about Ksifa Sefer Torah. What's the answer? We are talking about Ksifa Sefer Torah. If we're not talking about Ksifa Sefer Torah, then you wouldn't have been Chayv in the first place in the Sugya. So the Rashba never ever meant to say that in order to be Chayiv on Shabbos, you have to write unlike Chag Teichas. The Rashba never meant to say that Chag Teichas is not a Chayiv on Shabbos. The Rashba is talking about that one crazy case on Shabbos where we have to invoke Hilchos Sefer Torah. We have to put in Hilchos Sefer Torah because we're talking about a guy who didn't write two letters. We're talking about a guy who only wrote one letter. So if you only wrote one letter, so it turns out that you really shouldn't be chayev. The only thing that's making you chayev is because you wrote a Sefer Torah. So the Rashba is good, thank you very much. Now we have to invoke Hilchos Sefer Torah. Now the Rashba has to begin to discuss the sugya. Is this Chag Teichas or not Chag Teichas? If we're talking about a regular guy who's writing on Shabbos 100 letters, what's the difference? Chag Teichas, no Chag Teichas. In Hilchos Shabbos, there's no difference. It's only because Chochma Mayaskin, it's not an Okimta. We're not forced to say this. We have to say it. There's no question about it. This case, as the Rashba, is talking about a guy who's writing a Sefer Torah. A guy who's writing a Sefer Torah, then you have to go with the standards of Sefer Torah, and i.e. Chag Teichas isn't called Kosev. That's why the Rashba had to redefine what is not Chag Teichas. So when all the dust settles, we have this Rashba in front of us. The Rashba's talking the language of Chag Teichas here, and we're scratching the head, we're trying to figure out why is he talking about Chag Teichas? We're not talking about Sefer Torah, we're talking about Shabbos. So one answer is, the Rashba held Shabbos and Sefer Torah all the same. The second answer is, no, the Rashba didn't hold it the same. The Rashba, we are talking about Sefer Torah here. So a co-part of the Rashba, no matter how you slice it, the Rashba, it does invoke the principles of Chag Teichas here, and he says that this is not considered to be Chag Teichas. So let's go back now to the Ran. The Ran was the Bar Pluk, the one who disagreed with the Rashba. Let's go back to the Ran, the second of the Mamakamos. Veli Nira, it's the third line from the bottom of the Ran, right in the middle. Veli Nira, the Ein Kan Raya. So the Ran says, there's no Raya, there's no connection to Chag Teichas. Why? The Legabe Shabbos, Leika Kpeda Ben Chag Teichas to Chag Yerechas. The Ran definitely understood that the Rashba was connecting Sefer Torah and Shabbos, and the Ran is differentiating between the two. The Ran says, it would appear to me there is no difference between Shabbos, I'm sorry, there is a difference between Shabbos and Gittin. What's the difference? Why is it that on Shabbos you chayev no matter what, even though it is Chag Teichas, why you chayev? So here the Ran gets a little bit tricky. So the Ran's trying to defend his position. He just presented this position that on Shabbos you chayev, no matter how the letter ends up, whether you wrote it, whether you chaktochened it, no matter what you did, you chayev. Why? Dechol heicha dahavi maleches machsheves bechayev. So first of all, the Ran invokes the two magic words maleches machsheves. So therefore, you chayev. And then the Ran continues. Sharei afilu mochek amanas tichtav chayev. And after all, on Shabbos, even if you erase, you're chayev because you're erasing on the condition to rewrite. But with Halacha requires ksiva, such as Gittin, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos, Chag Teichas doesn't constitute a ksiva. So the Ran brought up two different reasons, why in Shabbos you chayev no matter what. Even though it's Chag Teichas, it's 1,000% Chag Teichas, and you're still chayev. Number one, the two magic words, Maleches Machsheves. Number two, Mochik is also chayev. So, the two reasons, I understand neither of the two reasons. I don't know what Malachas Machsheves has to do with anything. Malachas Machsheves, I think we've mentioned Malachas Machsheves once or twice this year, but I don't understand why Malachas Machsheves here is going to work against you. And number two, I'm talking Kosev, and the Ran's talking Mochik. It's a different Malacha. So the Ran's telling you, you're Chayev on this Kosev because Mochik is Chayev. I'm Chayev and Kosev because Bishul's Chayev. It doesn't do with anything. I'm talking about Malacha and Kosev, and the Ran's telling you, by the way, Mochik is Chayev. So the Ran is mamish fully planned from Mitchila V'Yatzayif. So we have a lot of work to do on this Ran. So let's start out with the Malachas Machsheves, the first issue that the Ran raises. Malachas Machsheves is a very tricky thing in Hilchos Shabbos because 99% of the time when Malachas Machsheves is quoted, it's a reason to exempt you, not to be Mechayev you. We've seen this countless times. a person does a malacha, is not quite aware of what he did, so we say, you're potter. Malacha is machshavas asher Torah. Kahena v'kahena. Here, what the Ran is potentially telling us is that malachas machshavas is going to work against you. Malachas machshavas is going to mean what you did is not really kosev, but you're still chayev. Where do we ever find that malachas machshavas works to be mechayev you rather than to be pel to you? So we do. We have found that. We spoke about it. This goes back probably about 2.5 years ago. We found this by malachas zora. Zora is a very, very tricky malacha. For us city boys, it's a tricky malacha because not only do we not understand it halachically, we have no clue what you really do. But it has, I think in English it's called winnowing. So best of my knowledge, it means you throw your grain up to the air, hope for the best. The wind's supposed to come and somehow separate different parts of the grain. That's called maleches zore. One of the lamentes malachas. I'm not sure I would know it if I saw it. But that's malacha zore. You're throwing it up to the wind's doing the malacha for you. So he asks the Gemara Maseches Bava Kama of Samach. That's a very, very strange malacha because you don't really do the malacha. You threw it into the air, and the wind does the malacha. That almost smacks of what we would call, almost like a grubba, almost like an indirect. You didn't do it. You didn't write the letter. You didn't cook the food. It happens with another fourth, we call a kocha chamurubo. What kind of malacha is that? So the Gemara works and works and works, and finally the Gemara says, you know why you chaya for Zora? Because maleches machsheves asur Torah. At the end of the day, you accomplish what you wanted to accomplish. So you accomplish what you wanted to accomplish. Your intent, your plan was fulfilled. Maleches machsheves asur Torah. That's a big pillar. What does the Gemara mean? Maleches machsheves asur Torah. How do you understand that? At the end of the day, I didn't really do the malacha. At the end of the day, malachas machshavas asra Torah is working against me. It's making me chayev on a malach that I didn't really do. L'moshel, what a person say as follows. I'm planning on drinking this water. I go ahead and I drink the water. Oh, I'm chayev on Shabbos. You know why I'm chayev? Because I accomplished what I wanted to accomplish. Malachas machshavas. That's silly. Why is that silly? You accomplished what you wanted to accomplish, but it wasn't a malacha. So, at the end of the day, a malacha wasn't done. So what do you mean malachas machshavas? Malachas machshavas doesn't mean to say that anytime you accomplish what you were planning to accomplish on Chayav and Shabbos. That means anytime you accomplished a malacha that was accomplished. So I don't understand. If Zora was grum, it wasn't really a malacha, so how does malachas machshavas Torah work? What are the mechanics of malachas machshavas Torah?
It's even worse because 99% of the time we say if you accomplish the malacha in a derech acher or a kalach or yad, then you're not chayav.
Right, but who said this is not kalach? Yeah, this is not abnormal. This is very normal. Well, this is the way to do Zora. What I'm worrying is that I didn't really do it. Nothing happened. So l'chora, what the Gemara is telling us is as follows: there are different reasons why a person can be potter from doing a certain action on Shabbos. Sometimes you can be potter from doing an action on Shabbos because it's not a malacha. It's not called. It's not. There are four words in Chumash. Lo sasek ha-malacha. The reason why I'm potter is because it's not a malacha. I drink a cup of water, it's not a malacha. I'm reading a sefer, it's not a malacha. I can plan on doing that from the day till tomorrow. It's nishkin malacha. Sometimes you can be potter on Shabbos, not because a malacha wasn't done. Well, what's taking place is a malacha. The reason why you're potter is, it's a chisaron in a different word in that sentence. That's not a chisaron in the malacha. It's not a chisaron in the shem malacha. It's a chisaron in the asiya. It's not called sase. A malacha was done, but I didn't do the malacha. So there's a different reason why I'm potter. In the case that a person was drinking the water, I was ose. I did an action. Lo sase kol. Oh, the reason why I'm potter is because it wasn't the malacha. Sometimes the reason why I'm potter is not because it's a chisar in the shei malacha. Malacha happened, but I didn't do the malacha. That's the reason why I'm potter. Why is it that certain types of malachas, if they're done derech grama, a potter? Why is that? Because it's not a malacha? What happened? The light was turned on. I'm not commenting on lights, not lights right now. There's not time for Shabbos switches. But, well, there's never time for Shabbos switches, except for Tuesday. But, lo zastikol malacha, a malacha happens, it's just that you can't call me the oses ha-malacha. That's what malachas machshavas kicks in. What malachas machshavas means is that even though based on the regular rules of asiya, what you did falls short, we wouldn't have labeled this as you being the oseh as a malacha. We would have almost said the malacha happened by on its own. That's what malachas machshavas kicks in. Malachas machshavas means that we would have given you a break and called you the not the oseh malacha, But at the end of the day, you planned it, you thought it out, you accomplished, you are satisfied, you're happy with what happened, you are called the Oseh Malacha. That's the Chiddush of Malachas Machshavas L'Chumra. So Malachas Machshavas is usually a poter, but here Malachas Machshavas works against you. Malachas Machshavas means what we would perhaps otherwise as defined as not your Asiyah, and Uchah Shabbos is going to be labeled as your Asiyah. That's Malachas Machshavas Asur Torah. With that background, now we can begin to tackle the Rad. We're going to leave with a Chakir, think about till next year. This din of Chak Tochas, the Chak Tochas is not called Ksiva. Right? We're saying it's not a get, it's not Sefer Torah, it's not called Ksiva. Yesh Lachkor. What's the nature of the fact that Chak Tochas is not called Ksiva? Is Pshah that it's not called an act of Ksiva? It's just not a Ksiva. That's a Ksiva. Ksiva means take ink, putting on paper. Taking a razor blade and crossing out letters is a different action than Gamri. That's not called a Ksiva, or it is called a Ksiva. A Ksiva took place, but you didn't do the Ksiva. You know why? Because you didn't actively form the letter. You formed the letter kind of derech agav, in a roundabout way. The letter was formed, the letter was written, but you are not the writer. It's a ghostwriter. The letter was written literally by itself because you pulled something away, thereby exposing the letter. What is the nature of Chak Tochas? Is Chak Tochas a chisaron in the very etzem of the shame ksiva? It's nishke ksiva, something else. It's called removing ink from a paper. That's not called kesef. Kesef means putting ink onto the paper. Is that the nature of Chak Tochas? Or is the nature of Chak Tochas? It's called a ksiva. Mitam, the ICS is called a ksiva, but you as a gaffer are not called a kosev. So we have to think about that. If we put together what we just said about Malachas Machshavas Asur Torah and combine that together with this Chakira, we may begin to understand what the Ran is driving at. So hopefully, that's the next year. So we're not going to have Shia tomorrow. So